My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to run a virtual marketing team. So it's interesting. I was just driving here from work and I was listening to a podcast with Reid Hoffman, Masters of Scale. And the CEO of Zoom was talking about how the 50% of their talent. So Zoom is a webinar or video conferencing service that I use, and it's really well done. But 50% of their talent is not in Silicon Valley. So they're always hiring outside. And this is no secret. Remote talent, tapping into other areas is a really smart thing to do. So
and it's cheaper in many cases as well.
Yeah. So where do you have people?
All over the world, from places like Denmark and India and Sao Paulo, Brazil, to San Diego and Los Angeles and Seattle. Pretty much anywhere. And it's not because places like India are cheaper. We have, for example, we have one of the people on our marketing team, Vignesh, and he goes back and forth between India and Denmark. He's one of the most expensive people on the team, but he's amazing. So we don't really look for, hey, we want them located in this region because they're cheaper. More so, we're looking for people who are really talented.
Yeah. And so I have people in Lithuania, freaking Estonia, Oregon, just all over the place. So this is really no secret. But Neil and I have, we've been doing this for, I think, tapping into the virtual markets for, I think you've probably been doing it for over 10, 15 years, right?
Yeah, I've been doing it for roughly 16 years now. And it's how I've grown most my businesses. I know you do some virtual stuff, but most of your talent is in-house.
So half of the team is in LA. The other half is all over the place.
Yeah, and the model works out really well. The key thing when you're running a virtual marketing team, people have to specialize. The moment you have people who are doing a bit of everything, you don't get great results. And that's not just because you want people to specialize, but it's because the distance makes it harder to manage, and everyone being super creative and flowing and communicating well with each other. I know there's tools like Slack and Skype, but when there's an internal team and they're all together, we found that the communication is better. There's nothing wrong with virtual, but when you're using virtual, we found that the most efficient way is having them all specialize on a specific task, such as content production, SEO, whatever it may be.
Yeah, so Neil's completely right. I mean, the way, if you're going to hire a team in-house, it's a little more okay to have people kind of doing little different things, but Neil's completely right. If you're going to work with someone remote, they better be specialized. So an example of, I guess, diving into what you should be doing, if we look at one of the key things that we do every single week is the one-on-ones. So I have one-on-one meetings with my developers, for example, and then we basically go through their agenda. And the one-on-ones are really for your direct reports. They should be coming to the meeting with an agenda. And then if they don't have an agenda, hopefully you have an agenda to go with. And then that way you're at least, you have a pulse on what's going on, and then you're kind of keeping them on the right track. That's really important. And then to build on the one-on-ones, we also have a tool we use called 15-5. That's the number 15, and then you spell out the word 5. That asks them very specific questions related to culture, how they're feeling every week, and then what they got done. And then also you're able to really read between the lines in terms of how they are really feeling, because if they're writing really short answers and they're filling out that they're a 5 out of 5, well, you know something's wrong, and you can get to the crux of the problem, and that saves you a lot of money in terms of kind of retaining and hiring talent.
Yeah, and when you want your team, right, no matter where they are, you'll find when they're virtual, they're going to work on their own time. They're going to do what they want. It's really hard to micromanage them, and that's fine. You shouldn't be hiring people who are virtual that need micromanaging. But if you want them to really perform at their peak performance, what you have to do is give them KPIs and numbers that they need to hit. And we put them in little teams, so that way it's efficient. There's not too many communication issues. And let's say the content team will be like, okay, we need to generate X higher rankings, and we need to generate X, Y, and Z more visitors within this vertical over the next 30, 60, 90 days. The conversion team may be focusing on, all right, you're converting 5% of our visitors into leads, or 2%, whatever the number is. We need another percent by, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months, and we need to see results every week, and we need you to run at least one experiment a week, and write down if it was a success, failure, how much buy, what did you learn from it? And by documenting all of this in a wiki, other people learn as they come in and out. Because when you're doing virtual teams, you'll find that as you replace people or as you lose people and new ones come in, you want to make sure that they're good to go and they can just go into a wiki and learn everything. By placing people into small little teams and having them focus on specific goals and making them run experiments on a weekly basis, you'll find that the team is much more efficient. They're more likely to hit it. And then what we like doing is a lot of times we'll put bounties. So whatever team performs the best will get a stipend for that week or that month or whatever it may be. So it keeps them really aggressive and hungry.
Yeah. And to build on the kind of aggressiveness and then keeping people hungry and also motivated too, We use Slack, and then there's also a plugin we have called Bonusly. Bonusly basically allows you to award points to people. People can, let's say Neil does a really good job, I can award 100 points to Neil, which is basically worth $10. And Neil can go get an Amazon gift card or go buy like Pizza Hut or like buy a gym membership or something like that. But the idea is that people can win championships, you know, there's top winners, and then it basically becomes a recognition tool, but at the same time, people are able to also compete with each other. So that's fun. And then we also use a tool called, so on the agency side, we have a tool called Hubstaff, which basically, yes, it does, it tracks time. It does take a screenshot of kind of what you're doing every 5 minutes or so. And that basically allows us to, you know, every now and then we might need to audit. I've personally never looked at it myself, but people from my team do. So, you know, you don't have to use something like Hubstaff, but it's important that if you're running some kind of services business that you're tracking your time just so you can kind of back out, like, are you unprofitable on a certain client? And you can go from there.
Yeah, and with virtual teams, definitely want to make sure things are cash flow positive and their ROI at least are going in the right direction. But be careful, as Eric mentioned, he's not going and snooping on people's screens all the time and trying to figure out what they're doing. We don't like that concept as well. You're hiring people, you're giving them KPIs, trust in them that they can end up hitting them. If they can't, then help them out, have talks with them, figure out what issues they're running into, and maybe they need to do a brainstorming session with the rest of the group, or you need to send them to some conferences so they can get a fresh set of creative ideas. But you don't want to be micromanaging, because the moment you micromanage, then people just feel that they don't, you don't trust them, and they're probably going to end up leaving and going to another place. And if you have to micromanage and continue to check their screen, they're probably not the right person to be working for you virtually. That type of person is better suited for a 9-to-5 in an office, because you know they're going to work, versus someone who's virtual needs to have that self-discipline where they're like, all right, I need to hit these numbers. I'm motivated. I'm going to do whatever it takes, versus being like, oh, my boss isn't here, so I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, the final two things I'll add from my end, both Neil's agency and mine, we operate off there's a book called Traction, which I've mentioned before. So it's not the growth hacking book, it's Traction Entrepreneurs Operating System. It's by Gino Wickman. And it's basically a system that you can use every single week that you're having these meetings with your lead team, you're talking through scores, you're settling issues, and you're constantly running through this. And then every single quarter you have a offsite, and you basically operate off this too, where you can just set kind of your goals for the next quarter. That's one thing. And the second one is a book I read when I was in Japan in December. I read it cover to cover, and I can genuinely say, like, this is one of the books. This is probably the only book where I've done that, when I just don't believe people when they say they read things cover to cover, but I actually did that this time. This one is called The Coaching Habit, and it's by Michael Bungay Stainier. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it's basically the idea of what Neil's talking about in terms of not trying to micromanage people, but actually coaching them up and not feeding them the answers all the time so they become too reliant on you. So that's a huge book. Anything else, Neil?
That's it from my end.
Great. So before we go, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to check out goodies, marketing goodies, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.